check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And we're back at Newsom's Old Mill Store, and I tell you, love coming here. And part of what's neat is the things you can find here. Not only do they do a great country ham, and a lot of history with your country hams, Miss Nancy.
Yes, they go back to about 1950 or further than that.
You guys started doing your father started doing the country hams. Is that right?
Yes, he did. We used the same recipe that he used.
And what makes your ham special?
It's the age. It's the hands-on that we do. We don't just bury them in salt. We hand rub them a long time. And then the weather, because most everybody doesn't use the weather to age them by anymore.
Yours are still smoked here at Newsom's, right?
Yeah, we smoke them.
Something people may or may not know, people who know much about you probably do, but may not know, prosciutto. That's something else you guys have, and we, in fact, we've just been sampling some prosciutto this afternoon. Tell us about the prosciutto.
Okay, the prosciutto, people ask us the difference between a country ham and the prosciutto. Well, it's where it's hung, how it's hung, and how long it's hung, and the shrink rate. And that's the difference in the two.
It is. How long is prosciutto hung in the ham house?
Well, these are 18 months old, so it's more of an expensive product than the country ham.
We're watching, sampling some ham, some of the prosciutto today. But you guys send prosciutto all over the country, really?
Yes, we do. We have one account in New York. Well, we have two accounts in New York. And I'm not sure where else, that part of the shipping I have not been a part of for a little while.
But I think that's so neat, because here we are enjoying ham here in Princeton, Kentucky, going all the way to New York, that are actually prosciutto, going all the way to New York to be served in a five-star restaurant there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice.
Yes, it's... It was a way for us to make more money off of our hams than just the country ham, but it is an art to it.
You've got John. Now tell us about your crew who works with you, Miss Nancy. You've got a great crew who works with you here at Newsom's.
Well, I have John, my son. I have Skip, and he helps manage the store for me now. And I have Nicole. And Anita drops in with me and does labels and that kind of thing.
And you couldn't make it without this great crew you have here.
No. No, you can't make it without your employees, so you better be nice to them.
Yeah. And they took good care of you, too. They make sure everything's done for you.
Yes, they do. They do their very best.
Okay. Something I like. Not only do you have a country ham, prosciutto, the preacher ham. And the preacher ham has a unique story behind it. How did the preacher ham come about?
Well, there was a lady named Betsy Hooks. And when she was a girl, after she turned 16, her mother would send her to town to get some of the preacher ham for the pastor that would eat with them. And then after that, years later, her husband became a preacher, and so she'd come in and she'd say, "Give me some more of that preacher ham, nothing but the best for the preacher." Yeah, and she might have a beautiful roast cooked or something, and he wanted the preacher ham with it.
He knew what was good, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
One fried chicken either.
Cindy, your first try of prosciutto. What do you think about it?
Oh, my gosh, it's awesome. And I love knowing the difference, because I asked that question. What's the difference between country ham and prosciutto? And knowing about the hanging process and the length of the time. But I didn't realize prosciutto, then you're not even having to cook it. You eat it as is, and it is delicious.
Oh, it is. And it's thought sliced very thin. That's why prosciutto
yes.
is. And, you know, I for years I only thought you could get prosciutto in foreign countries, but you can get it right here in Princeton.
Yes, you can.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's why they sent me to Spain.
You went to Spain to learn how to do it then?
No.
Teach them how to do it?
No. No, they already knew how to do it. But they sent me there to be honored to put my ham in a museum over there. And they taught all my hams the length of the conference, which was 5 days.
What a neat experience, huh?
Yeah, it really was.
Really neat. So visiting at Newsom's Old Mill Store, Miss Nancy Newsom and Nancy Mahaffey and the crew here, going to talk with them some more about some of the different things, ham and prosciutto and preacher ham, among the many things they have. They also have some other goodies here, too. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue on WPKY 103.3 FM at 1580 AM.